art or craft or science. Parenting is an imperfect practice anyway. Some are better at it than others. One thing is certain. Something you did wrong will be burned into the memory of your child. You just hope some of the good stuff sticks too. Writer Michael Racy's, now all grown up, pours out some of the memories of his father's parenting skills.
I have a very special relationship with my hands. They connect me to a man and to a life he taught me is honorable, one spent working with your hands. Now my father's hands are strong, calloused, yet like fine scales, they can measure a pound of nails from a bin full of scattered metal. Much more fascinating to me, though, is how they measure and convey things beyond the tactile. Humor and sadness, consternation and love are all displayed by way of his hands. Their most distinctive trait, though, is the missing tip of his right index finger. He lost it in a lawnmower accident when I was a kid, and it healed into this bulbous knot of flesh where his fingernail used to be. It was known as the creeper. I remember the night the creeper was born. It was after dinner. My sisters and mother were sitting around the table, laughing and talking. My father's hands were on the table, seemingly at rest. Without warning, my father's finger began to twitch with a life of its own. I looked on with great caution, and in a spooky tone, my father announced, "The creeper has arrived." It was funny and scary, all at the same time, and from that moment on, the creeper became his emissary. As I grew older, its role expanded. My father believed in corporal punishment, and no longer his comic foil, the creeper became his enforcer. I'd misbehave, and he'd dispatch it in a way that always made a sharp impression. For instance, if my transgression happened indoors, my father would strategically position himself in such a way that I'd have to pass close by to exit the room. I'd go to get past him, and just when I thought I'd made my way to freedom, the creeper swiftly descended, thwacking me on the head. It always found its target, a neutron bomb in my father's arsenal. As I got older, though, the creeper changed its tactics. No longer reliant on brute force, it became a wand that my father waved as he tried to orchestrate the cacophonous symphony of my life. And when the futility of that exercise became apparent, the creeper became a physical exclamation point that my father used to punctuate lessons of special meaning, thumping it pointedly into my chest, just in case the lesson should be lost. Now, for all my life, I've had a set of calluses on my hands, just like my father's, which made perfect sense back when I was working in the steel mills, but since I graduated from law school, there's no logical reason for me to have them. So when I moved 2,000 miles away from my family to pursue a dream, I had to cultivate them the way a master gardener grows prized roses. I'd exercise with no gloves on, massaging the ridges that formed at the base of my fingers, my link to the man that inspires that level of devotion. I've even wondered what it'd be like to have my own creeper. And in that frozen moment, I understand the grip that love has on us, how the very thing that forms us, supports us, and is our salvation can also disfigure us if we hold it too closely. Like the man himself, the creeper has mellowed with age. Whenever I go home to see my father, though we always greet each other with a hug and a kiss, I never miss the chance to hold his hands in mine, if only for an instant. It's a memory I'll hold on to long after my calluses are gone.
Michael Racy is a writer and actor living in Los Angeles.